Okay, today is Wednesday, October 10th, 2018, approximately 0335 hours. This is going to be an interview with firefighter Kevin from Ventura County Fire Department, reference investigation number 18-158882. Okay, so let's start off with how you got the call and your response to the scene, please.
Okay, so we were down the street off Teal Boulevard on another medical.
We just, when you say down the, on, off of Teal Boulevard, can you be a little bit more specific?
Right next to Hampshire. So Teal Boulevard and Hampshire.
Okay, got it.
So we were right there on a medical. We cleared that. Driving down the street, saw we on our little AVL that we had a computer that said we had a TC at Duesenberg and Hillcrest. So we pulled over, got dressed, turned around, and then headed this way. On Teal Boulevard, when we turned on Duesenberg, we saw SO with their lights ahead of us. We turned on to Hillcrest and saw the red car up there, and we saw three sheriff cars up there, kind of staged right where they are.
Okay, so when you say the three cars, which cars are we talking about? This car right
top,
here?
Top, okay. That one, and then the one to, right to the right of the ambulance.
Okay, so just I just got to say this for the tape recorder. Okay. So the vehicles in question he's talking about is one that is on the east side of the scene and facing kind of in a southwesterly direction. The second one he's talking about is one that is pulled over along the north curb line of Hillcrest and facing eastbound. And then the third unit that he's talking about is which one again? I'm sorry.
Just to the right of the ambulance.
Okay, so the one that's up there?
Yes.
Okay, so the other one is going to be on the south side of Hillcrest along the south curb line and facing in an easterly direction. Okay,
yes.
Go ahead.
So we pulled up.
And is this where you guys stopped your vehicles right
no.
here? No. Where did you guys park initially?
So, yeah, we pulled up basically right, maybe right where this rescue engine is. Right here, okay. Where this pickup truck is.
This one here?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the engine was parked there, and then I was on the other side to the right of the engine.
Okay. So you were right, where were you riding inside the car? Inside
the
truck?
I'm in the truck.
Oh, you're in the pickup truck. Okay, gotcha. Okay, so you're the passenger in that pickup truck.
I'm the driver in the pickup truck.
Okay, so you're driving the, what is this, a rescue unit?
Yes.
Okay, so you're the driver of the rescue unit.
Yes.
when you arrive on scene, I'm sorry, where did you park this car?
Just to the right of it, about 10 feet.
Oh, to the right of where it is now?
Yes.
Because it's sitting in the middle of the roadway, so you were more in the, were you over to the curb line, or were you just kind of in the middle of the street?
I was in the middle of the street.
Okay.
So the engine pulled up first.
Okay.
I pulled around the engine to the right of the engine.
Okay.
In the pickup truck. At that moment, we saw the one of the officers running back to the back of his squad car
okay.
to get, I believe it was a gun.
Okay. So by the, in the car you're indicating, so let me just...
Yeah,
I'm just going to kind of clarify some things because I have to write a report later
yes.
about this. So I want to make sure. So the what do you call this? The fire truck?
Fire engine.
Fire engine arrives first,
yes.
and it's in, it stops in front of you.
Yes.
Okay. Then you arrive behind it, and you park, you know, a little bit further off to the side on the side of the road.
Yes.
You get out of your vehicle, and when you get out of your vehicle and you're making these observations, where are you?
I did not get out of the
vehicle. Oh, you didn't get out of the vehicle.
No.
Okay, so you're still seated inside the vehicle.
Yes. I was still in the vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Probably about 50 to 60 feet away from where the patient is now.
Okay.
And then we saw the officer running back to get a gun, and at that moment, two of the other guys already got out of the engine and were telling us to back up.
Okay.
Because they got a signal from the officers to back up.
Okay.
I never got out of the vehicle, backed up to right about where this tree is.
Okay.
And
got it.
Then at that moment, we stopped there. Our captain said we were staged, waiting for SO to clear us. At that moment, I saw the patient kind of charge towards the officers and with a knife in his hand, or what looked like a knife in his hand, and then later I saw a knife on the ground, so I was assuming that was the knife. And then I saw the officer's car.
So we're going to go down and kind of break it down
yep.
a little bit. So when you arrive on scene, the engine is ahead of your rescue truck.
Yes.
How many people had gotten out of the engine?
Two.
Two of them? Okay. And do you remember which two or which areas of the vehicle?
The two back doors.
Okay. The two back doors open.
Yes.
These gentlemen get out. You're still sitting inside of your vehicle. You see a deputy run from the north side of the street to the south side of the street where that unit was parked along the south curb line. Did you see him retrieve something from the vehicle?
Yes.
Okay, what did you
see? It looked like a shotgun that it looked orange.
Okay, all right. And did he get that out of the front of the car, the back of the car?
I saw the back
the hatch
open.
Okay.
Yeah, the back hatch open.
Okay.
And it looked like it was kind of, I was looking between there and the actual traffic accident.
Okay.
But I believe he got the gun out of the back.
Okay. And while you're in a position to see that, could you see the person you're referring to as the patient or any other law enforcement personnel?
Yes. So I saw him run back to the south side of Hillcrest. And at that same time, there was an officer that's at the squad car in the middle of Hillcrest.
Way up there?
No.
This one right here that's parked on the side?
No, the one in the middle.
Okay. When did that guy get there? Because originally my understanding was we had the car that's up there with the white lights on. This one right here?
No.
Okay.
So the original was the one with the white lights.
Okay.
The one with in the middle of Hillcrest.
Got it. Okay.
And the one on the south
side
of Hillcrest.
Okay. So for clarification then, the second unit that we were describing, which I initially said was the one that was along the north curb line and facing east, that's actually not the car in question. The one you're talking about is kind of in the middle of the roadway facing like northeast. Again, in the middle of the roadway. That's the car you're talking about.
Okay. Fourth squad car came up when I was parked right here.
Okay. We're kind of getting ahead of ourselves,
yeah.
But just so I can stay on point, was that before or after the shot? You heard the shots fired.
After.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So, from your vantage point, you see the deputy run back, access the back of the vehicle, and retrieve something. It looked like an orange-colored shotgun.
Yes.
Okay. And then at what point was it during this event that the gentleman from the engine told you guys to...
It was right about the same time.
Okay. Now, from that point, prior to moving your vehicle back over here behind us, what else did you see going on up here in relation to the patient and any deputies?
So when we first pulled up on scene, about basically where my vehicle is to the right, we saw the red pickup truck which is the car that was involved in the accident.
Okay.
And we saw the patient with something in his arm. It looked like he was trying to slit his wrist or in that type of motion.
Okay.
At that moment.
And where was he in relation to where his vehicle was parked? We can walk up there a little bit if it helps you.
Like
maybe
we
should go over here where you're parked at and you can kind of point things out to me.
He was in the rear of his truck on the driver's side.
So in the rear of his truck, like outside the vehicle or inside the vehicle? Okay, all right.
So he was outside of his vehicle.
Okay.
Kind of standing right behind the driver's side rear tire, next to the bed of the truck.
Okay. This isn't a very good vantage point
because
the ambulance is in our way. And they hadn't arrived at this point, correct?
They were staged behind us.
Oh, okay. All right. So he's at the rear driver's side of his vehicle.
He's basically at the tailgate on the driver's side.
Okay, on the driver's side. And you mentioned he was making like a motion with a swiping motion with his hand. And you were using your right hand when you were doing that. Do you recall? I mean, if you don't, that's okay. I'm just curious. Is just how you were when you were reenacting
it? Like he was using his left hand to cut his right.
Okay. Arm. So he was making with his left hand, he was making some sort of like, we'll call it like a slashing motion or an up and down type motion along his left arm.
Yes.
Okay.
His forearm down to his wrist.
Okay. All right. So you see that? Do you see what any of these other deputies are doing at that time?
There was one standing. Actually, I'm not 100% sure.
And that's okay if you're not.
There's two of them that were, one of them. One was leading, and then there was one right behind him with his hand on his shoulder.
Okay.
And they were making progress towards the red pickup truck.
Okay.
And then I believe when the patient was walking out, they were backing up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw them. So at that moment, we were back here, and I saw him walking out. And then
when you say them walking out, you're talking about the deputies?
The deputies were backing up,
okay.
And the patient was walking towards them.
Got it, okay.
And then right about the moment where the patient was at the curb, taser, I think I heard a couple of shotgun shells, and then obviously the pistol.
Okay, now, just for clarification, at this point in time, are you still over here along the south curve line? You're back here, okay.
Yes.
So let's slow it down a little bit more. Okay. And when you were up here is when you made your observations regarding the deputy running back and accessing the back of the vehicle.
Yes.
And you, is that when you also made the observations about the person you're referring to as the patient making that swiping motion on his arms?
Yes.
Okay. And then any other activity going on prior to you moving your vehicle?
No.
Okay. So when you moved your vehicle back to this other location that was behind us along the north curb line, that's when you started making your observations, reference the deputies, the two deputies moving forward?
Yes.
Okay. And then backing up?
Yes.
Okay, together. Now, you had said earlier, you mentioned something about a taser and then some other loud sounds.
Yes.
When you say the taser, did you hear anything? Was anyone giving any commands? Was there any, you know, was the patient yelling anything? Was there any sort of verbal interaction that you heard?
I did not hear anything.
Okay.
I was still inside the vehicle with the door closed.
And was your window up or down?
My window was up.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. All right, and your partner, was his window up
Don't
or down?
Remember.
But his
we
door.
Usually roll with our windows up.
Okay, okay, all right.
Lights and sirens.
So when you mentioned specifically about the taser, was that something? Talk to me about that.
I thought I saw the barbs go out with the wires attached to it, and then I later confirmed it when I actually saw the taser gun on the ground.
Okay.
And then I later confirmed when we went up to the patient that I saw two shotgun shells.
Okay.
And then, obviously, the pistol casings as well.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, from your vantage point back there along the north curb line, could you actually see the taser deployment?
I believe yes.
You
I
think
believe
you
I
saw
did.
That? Okay. Do you remember who or which of the personnel did it? Okay. At this point in time, were all three of the deputies in close proximity to one another? Or
yes.
Okay.
So from the moment I moved from my initial spotting with the engine to the spot where I ended up seeing the actual patient get shot was I saw two of them together, and then at that the final moment when I was parked back there was three of them together.
Okay. All right. Okay. So the initial thing that you observed, and if I'm wrong, by all means, please correct me. So the initial thing you observed is what you believe to be that taser deployment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At that point in time, what was the, if you're able to say, do you know what the distance was between the two parties, between him and the deputies?
I would say,
if you're able to say, and if you're
about 20 feet.
Okay. All right. And when that did it appear that the taser had any effect
on
him? Not at all. Okay.
Not at all.
And what was that person, the guy you keep referring to as the patient, what was he doing after the taser deployment? Was he standing still? Was he moving towards the deputies?
No, he was making progress towards the deputies at every moment that I saw him at these two different vantage points.
Got it. Okay. So throughout the entire time, he's closing the distance between the deputies.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. But you had also described at one point the deputies were backing up. So were they giving him, was that continuing throughout the incident as far as you could tell, or were you?
So my first initial spot when I was looking at the deputies and the patient, he was just standing next to his truck. That's when he was making the swiping moments.
Okay.
When I moved the truck, that's when I saw him start walking towards the deputies. That's when I saw what I believe was the taser deployment first, and then I believe the shotgun shells, and then the final sounds that I heard were what I believe was the pistol, and that's when he made a big movement towards the deputies with a knife or some sort of something in his hand.
Okay. All right. So, if you're able to say, their deputies, their configuration in relation to one another, do you remember how they were positioned?
Initially, my first spot, there was one deputy on the left.
When you say on the left of what?
Just the two deputies together,
okay,
the
it.
One on the left was in front of the other deputy, and the deputy to the right of that deputy had his, what it looked like was his hand on his right shoulder.
Okay. All right. So they're in touching distance.
Yes.
Okay. And that's when this deputy ran over, retrieved that item, came back over, and then that's when you backed the car up, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So from your second vantage point, when all this other stuff was happening, when the what you believe to be the taser deployment, the sound of the shotgun, and then the shots being fired, do you remember how they were configured?
They were with, I don't remember the configuration,
okay.
But yeah. they were within touching distance.
All three of them?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And when were you... So you heard what sounded, you saw and heard what sounded like a taser deployment, mm-hmm. right? You heard the sound of like a shotgun going off.
Yes.
And then you mentioned hearing gunfire.
Yes.
Are you able to say, I don't know what your experience is with firearms or anything like that, were you able to tell how many people were shooting based on either the sound or what you saw?
It sounded like one.
Okay.
It wasn't multiple different, or what I thought was multiple guns being fired at the same time. It sounded like one, and I would say it was 5 to 7 rounds,
okay.
I would say.
Okay. All right. Again, that's all from your position inside your vehicle, windows up, door shut, engine running.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay. After the shooting stopped,
mm-hmm.
What happened next?
So after the shooting stopped, the deputies kept moving or kind of stayed in position away from the patient and were, I was assuming, just making sure that the patient wasn't going to move. Maybe about 10 to 15 seconds later, they went in, which I believe was their baton, to try to knock away a weapon or a knife. And then at that moment, probably about 10 to 15 seconds after that, they turned the patient over, handcuffed him. And then about 30 seconds after that, they called for fire. We took all of our bags up there and went through our process.
Okay, so when you say you took all your bags up there, did you leave the vehicles parked where they were at that point in time?
Yes.
Okay, and your truck was there, and where was the engine in relation to your truck?
The engine is where it was.
Okay, they just backed straight up the street, but you went over to the north curb line.
Yes.
Got it, okay. When, at either... the point where you were parked along the south curb line, or I just want to clarify, or the park where you had moved and parked along the north curb line, did you see an object or anything in the patient's hand?
Yes.
Okay. And what did you think that was?
It looked like a knife.
Okay.
Because of the slashing movements that he was making towards his wrist, and mm-hmm. I believe I saw blood when he was up there.
Okay.
And then the later determination when I actually went up to the patient, there was a knife to the left of his body.
And do you remember, as far as when he was advancing on the deputies, what he was doing with the hand that was holding that item or object?
At one moment, it looked like he was standing with it down by his
side.
And then I believe when he was actually making his final movement towards the deputies, he had it up in the air.
Okay.
Like now, facing towards the deputies.
Okay, so you had, just to clarify, initially when you said you were describing, you had your right hand down kind of by your right leg on your side.
Yes.
And then you motioned up almost like you're lifting your arm up, kind of like you were due to give someone a handshake or something, and pointing it in the direction of the deputies.
Yes.
And at how fast was he advancing on the deputies? I mean, was it like how would you describe it?
Initially, it was a slow walk.
Okay.
And then the final movement before the shots were fired, the final shots were fired, it looked like he went into a slow jog.
Okay. All right. Okay. And could you, I mean, I know we're talking pretty good distance here, mm-hmm. but what was the distance between them, would you say, at that point in time when you started?
I would say it stayed pretty consistently between 20 feet.
Okay.
And then at the last moment, it was probably 10 feet.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So when you went up finally to deal with the subject you keep referring to as the patient, what did you do in relation to treatment for him?
I did not. I walked up to the patient. I wasn't carrying any bags. My partners were carrying all the bags. I got there. The two paramedics that I was working with told me to patch him up.
Okay.
So I took the patches out of our defib, our monitor,
mm-hmm.
Handed it to one of the medics. He took the leg leads, and then I took the arm leads, and I attached it to the patient's chest.
Okay. All right. So he was handcuffed at this time?
He was handcuffed,
and was he on his face down?
He was on his right side.
Okay.
facing us.
Okay. All right. And had you put him in that position for treatment purposes?
No, that was the officers.
The officers had. Okay. All right. So you hook these leads up to his chest.
Yes.
And the other one does it to his legs. And yes. Then what happens?
They read a rhythm, mm-hmm. which was approximate. I don't know the rhythm.
Right. That's fine.
And then the paramedics determined that we were going to try to transport him.
Okay.
Because it was not within their scope to pronounce him at the scene.
Got it.
We then got our backboard and rolled him up on his back, and then we connected him again to our monitor, and his heart rate and rhythm that he was in was within their scope of practice to pronounce him on scene.
Okay, got it. And during this time period, was the subject still handcuffed?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
At the last moment when we turned him onto his back to put him on the backboard, they uncuffed him and then put another set of handcuffs on his other arm.
Okay.
So they could handcuff him to the gurney.
Okay. Oh, it had gotten to that point, you mean?
Yes. It never got to the actual point of us them handcuffing him to the gurney.
Okay.
They just set up in case we were going to put him on the gurney to transport.
Okay. And so let's talk about the AMR ambulance.
Okay.
When did this arrive in that series of events you just described to me?
So the AMR ambulance was staged behind us behind the engine the entire time.
So in the center of the roadway?
They were, so where the engine is, they were off to the right.
Okay.
South side of Hillcrest.
Okay.
And then when the deputies called for fire to come up there, we left our apparatus back there, and the ambulance drove up to where they are staged now.
Got it. Okay, so when it was actually treatment time, that's when they went up. Now, how were you guys notified, and maybe you said this, and I apologize, but how were you notified to then respond up here for treatment purposes?
When we were staged back there, uh-huh. we were just staged outside of our vehicles.
Okay.
So after the deputies handcuffed him, we got out of our rig, and we all went to the back of the engine where all of our medical equipment is.
Okay.
We were staged there. We were watching the deputies do what they were doing, and then they just called for fire. They shined their flashlight on us and said, "Fire, come up here."
Okay.
So that's at that moment, we grabbed our bags, walked up to the patient, and then at that same time, AMR pulled to where they are staged now.
Got it. Okay. All right. And when you were on this medical that you said was in the area of Hillcrest and, mm-hmm. and Thousand Oaks Boulevard, was AMR with you at that time? Or
A different AMR.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
Unit.
Okay. So when you guys responded from there, was it on TO or was it on Hillcrest?
So it was on... it was off T.O. Boulevard on Los Padres. It's there's a cul-de-sac that ties in to Hillcrest.
Okay.
Right off Hillcrest and T.O. Boulevard, and it was right there. It was an apartment complex.
Okay. All right. So when you came, then you came down Hillcrest to did you come all the way down Hillcrest, or did you go down?
We went east on T.O. Boulevard.
Okay.
North on Duesenberg.
Okay.
And then east on Hillcrest.
Okay. All right. And then you said when you went up to treat the patient, what were the items you noticed again on the ground in relation to where this incident happened?
When we walked up there, the deputy was just telling us to make sure that to be aware that there were shell casings on the ground.
Okay.
So we just tried not to step on them and mess up the evidence. And then when we were putting the patient on the backboard, I looked to my left and there was a knife.
Okay.
And then I believe in relation to the patient, up towards the right was where I saw a taser.
Okay. And what, if any, injuries did you observe on that subject?
I believe...
If you remember.
Obviously, gunshot wounds. Mm-hmm. And then it looked like his left wrist was fully broken.
Oh,
right above his wrist on mid forearm.
Okay.
It looked like it was broken in half.
Oh, okay. All right. And anything else that you recall?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. So just to recap real quick, during these course, when you were making these observations, you didn't hear any verbal interaction between the parties or from anyone in particular because your vehicle was running and windows up.
Yes.
And then possibly also due to the distance between where you were at and where this was occurring.
Yes.
Okay. All right. When you got up there for patient treatment, was there any sort of conversations that took place in regards to anything other than them telling you not to step on the shell casings?
Between the sheriffs and us?
Yeah.
No, we just had a constant communication with between our medics and the sheriff is whether we were going to transport
him
or not.
Okay, all right. And then just to verify that the call that you guys received in, prior to responding here, was it a single vehicle TC or what? How was it put out?
It came out as a TC, heard only, not seen.
Got it. Okay, all right. And then, okay, and that's where the pickup truck was at.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I think we have everything. Are you working, will you be working today as well, or is this your, like, Friday?
I get off at 8 o'clock
okay.
this morning,
okay.
And then I'm back on Thursday for another 24 hours.
Okay, all right. When I sit down to type this up, I might have some additional questions. Is it okay where I reach out to you in order to clarify those?
Of course.
Okay, fantastic. Awesome. Okay, is there anything else you can think of that is relevant or that comes to mind at this point in time?
Don't believe so.
Don't think so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Very good then. We're going to end the interview then at approximately 0400 hours.